45 minutes or so.
What's a Billiken?
The team that beat our butt is who it
is.
Yeah,
it's a bird.
Yeah.
It's kind of a silly name.
St. Louis University.
Yep.
The Billikens, huh?
That's it, yeah. Yeah, well, we can't make fun of them.
No. I would.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, they whooped up on
us
pretty bad.
Just because Baylor loses doesn't mean we don't make fun of other teams.
Oh, well.
Just saying.
Hey, I understand.
I was listening to the Clips show. And he had a very interesting point, and I'm not picking on you, Kat. I'm just saying this out loud.
Okay.
It's embarrassing when the number one team in the country comes to your house and you can't sell it out. There was 12,000 empty seats stadium. Embarrassing.
That's no good.
Well, I'm just going to say that I'm always impressed and amazed at Chip Howard's ability to make fun of Baylor despite being a T-sip. In Aggieland.
There you go. Okay.
He's just embittered and crusty. That's
Is that
all.
It?
Yeah.
And one other quick note. Thanks to Tom Turbeville. He's the one that provided us with the sound from the games in St. Louis or in Kansas City.
Really?
Yeah. He emailed me the post-game press conference.
Oh, that's wonderful.
So he used the.
He's covered it for Texags, and he said, "Hey, I'll send you the audio." I said, "Okay, thanks, Tom."
I love that guy.
Okay, there you go. Chimpanzees in a midlife
crisis. Speaking
of Tom. Yeah. I mean, this does sound like a setup for a joke, but there it is.
I didn't read that article, but I read the headline, and then I thought, are we just kind of projecting our own issues on the animals?
Could very well be. I don't know. I've got a story we didn't do yesterday. We may do it today that has to do with animal behavior. But that is the title of a report published in a scientific journal, Evidence for a Midlife Crisis in Great Apes. So, I mean, what do they do? They go buy red Ferraris? I mean, you know, do they dump their mates and go find cute young monkeys? I mean, anyway, researchers report that captive chimps and orangutans do show the same low ebb in emotional well-being at midlife that some studies find in people. Now, you see, that part, we may be doing that. Because if they don't see that in the wild, then yeah, you'd be exactly right. We would be projecting our aura on them, you know?
Aura is not the word.
Oh, it's not the right word.
I'm not talking about that weird of a piercing.
Oh, that weird. Okay. Well, what do they do? Do they roll the screen over and the chimps watch Honey Boo Boo and that does it for them? Yeah. Really. I don't want to watch Texas Storage Wars again.
Info.
Mason.
Don't know. It could well be.
I just want to see the chimp Porsche.
Yeah, no kidding. Does it have like a bunch of bananas hanging off the mirror?
Exactly,
you know?
What I was
thinking.
No, it's the customized license plate.
Oh, that's it. Their scent card is banana. Yeah.
Gone bananas.
Hi, this is Joanna with Texas Rose Boutique. Have I got a Christmas bonus for you? Shop Texas Rose and get a free bangle set with every $50 purchase. Find the latest in trendy fashions, jewelry, and accessories. Top of the line and hard to find Tasha Polizzi apparel and Lane boots are now at Texas Rose. Grab a Texas Rose gift card or two, perfect for stocking stuffers and great friends. And remember, get a free bangle set with every $50 purchase. Texas Rose Boutique, the store within a store, next to Catalina Hatters in downtown Bryan. Happy holidays!
Christmas for Cowboys with Travis and Scott Catalina.
At Catalina Hatters, we've been making and renovating the finest quality custom-made felt hats for our customers around the corner and around the world.
We have all styles and qualities, handmade and creased professionally in our factory in downtown Bryan.
For stocking stuffers, Catalina Hatters offers a great selection of hat bands and hat accessories, even gift certificates.
Catalina Hatters, where the working Cowboys trade. Family-owned and operated for over 30 years in historic downtown Bryan.
Merry Christmas from Catalina Hatters.
Hey, good morning. It's 616 News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's a happy Alaska Talo Day. I don't know what that means.
Excuse me?
I don't know. They celebrated in Alaska.
Alaska Talo?
Yeah, yeah. They're going to have a moose. Let's see. Yeah, they have a holiday parade with like mises.
With mises?
Yeah.
That's the plural of moose, you know.
Yes, but yeah, I know it is.
I thought it was mouse. I'm getting confused. Nope.
And also today is Name Your PC Day, if you want to.
Oh, but if your PC is already named.
Yeah, well, and that's fine, too. It's okay. And if you don't want to, that's all right. And also today is Children's Day. I don't know why every day isn't, but today is Children's Day. All right, what we got for birthdays?
Birthdays. Yep. Nadine Velasquez is 34.
You're kidding. We're at work.
You don't have any idea, do you?
No, I don't.
She was the very pretty lady on My Name is Earl, which I love that show. Sorry.
No, that was Jamie Presley, wasn't it?
No, the maid.
Oh, okay.
Dierks Bentley is 37.
He's I like that show, too. You're right. It's a little weird, but anyway.
Yeah, I think that's probably why I liked it.
Yep.
Joel McHale is 41 from The Soup.
Oh, from The Soup.
And Community.
Yeah.
Ming-Na, she was in ER and really hasn't done a whole lot until she got to Stargate. Sean Young, 53.
She's weird.
Yeah.
She's nine kinds of weird.
Okay. Now, Scott and I will have to get out our walkers for this
one.
Yeah,
really. Yeah.
The Perfect 10 is 56 years old.
Yep.
Bo Derek, 56 today.
I've at least heard his name.
Her?
Well, I've at least heard her name.
Thank you.
Well, my bad.
Dudley Moore, Bo Derek.
Running on the beach, yes. Cornrows.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
There's not a boy right now.
Ravel's Bolero. Ravel. Yeah, that's it. There you go. Yeah.
Joe Walsh is 65 today.
And collecting bets. I mean, if you look at him.
Yeah.
Nobody would have ever thought he'd make it to 55, much less 65. Veronica Hamill, who was a pretty lady at the time. She was on Hill Street Blues years ago. She's 69 now. I don't know what she looks like now. Mark Gastineau is 56. And this is maybe the great one-hit wonder of all time, you know? Because it got played about a jillion times.
Norman Greenbaum, 70 today.
Wow. I wonder if he's playing anywhere. Let's see. We're gonna Google him.
Well, while you're doing that, Joe Biden, 70 today.
What? He and Norman Greenbaum?
And Dickie Smothers.
Wow. All born on the same day?
Same day. Dickie Smothers, 73. Biden, 70. And this is one of my favorites. Bob Einstein is 70. Any idea who that is?
Yeah, I know who that is. Yeah.
Super Dave!
That's right. That's also... his brother's famous, too. There's Norman Greenbaum. There's a picture of Norman Greenbaum. He looks like he'd be singing something called Spirit in the Sky. Yeah.
One of the most unlikely rock and roll names of all time.
Yeah.
You know, when I think heavy guitar vibe, I think Greenbaum.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know. It says years active, 1968 to present. So I don't know if, let's see, Norman Greenbaum, interview with Norman. Norman doesn't have. Now, how active could he be if he doesn't have his own website?
Because he's probably in Branson.
What?
I'm sorry, was that out loud?
Yeah,
I believe it was on the air. Actually.
My thought is, how many songs do you have to listen to through to get to the encore, which is going to be Spirit in the Sky? Or
he plays it first and last.
Or if they do it, they do it in the middle of the show, everybody gets up and leaves, right? Went to see Toto here, you know, at G. Raleigh White. And they played Africa in the middle of the song, in the middle of the show. Everybody gets up and leaves after that.
Place clears out like a bad bar fight.
Exactly. 70 years.